Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of the final episode of season five. It's episode 16 of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Oh, what a wonderful season.
Love the show.
I love these ladies. I'm really glad we do have a three-part reunion to look forward to, which I'm sure is going to be fabulous. But you know what? These women, I'm so in love with this cast. Of course, you can't really top last season's finale because that was insane. I think they all should have won Oscars for that performance. But you know what? They still did a really great, like, how do you come off of that season into this and still wow us and still shock us and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so final night in Mexico. They're out and about doing all this different stuff. They in the morning,
I love the
Meredith.
resort they're at. I love
Me
the resort.
too.
I actually Googled the resort. I thought it was like stunning.
What's it called?
I can't remember right now.
Oh,
But
okay.
I did. When I was watching the show, I
I
did.
don't believe
Yeah, no,
you.
I did. I Googled it. It was,
Show me the proof.
yeah.
I
The receipts, man. The receipts. You
want
have
the
proof.
receipts. I have to say, now I want to go to Puerto Vallarta because it's definitely beautiful over there.
Jalapeno says it's like one of the best
I've been
places.
there. Yeah,
She
I've been there.
goes
Yeah.
all the time
Yeah.
because
Does
it's like
she?
a few hour drive,
Oh,
few
perfect.
hours drive from her place, right?
Cool. They do a couple of nice little, some of them do ceviche tasting, some of them do horseback riding. But before they even get the day started, Meredith and Heather sit down at breakfast. And fucking Meredith, like, she's so dramatic. I
She's
love
so
her
fucking
so
dramatic.
much.
She's annoying, so dramatic.
I love her. I love her. Like, oh my God, to what I would give to go to brunch with this woman. Like, she shows up with a Louis Vuitton print fuzzy fur sleep mask, half on, like a makeshift pirate. And she's like, "I scratched my cornea. I don't want to talk about it." Like, she's so
You got
fucking
the wrong
funny.
eye covered.
Was it this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Scratched my eye. She's so funny. And then, like, I think she probably just realized they were all drunk and like there was no point for her to get so mad at Heather. And their conversation was so funny. We're friends. We shouldn't yell at each other. So let's just have a good day today, okay? And oh my God, I just
Show me
love
the
her.
uplifting people that
Oh my God, so funny. And Heather was like, "You ruined my plans. I had a whole thing I wanted to do." Like, I love that Heather was upset about that, but it was she almost got herself into a lot of trouble there because she could have got like just dug everyone into a little ditch by saying, "Oh, everyone was like insinuating that you didn't stick up for Bronwyn because there's been rumors about you having infidelity." So
She didn't. Yeah, she didn't go there.
thank God they got over that really quickly, because that would have been a boring thing for her to go on and on about. I'm glad that Meredith just woke up with her scratched cornea and was like, "I didn't want to deal with this. Let's just be friends, okay?" And then so some of them do their little things in between that apology breakfast and the ceviche and horseback riding. They go to like lunch, I guess, and Brittany gets all offended again. I'm pretty sure there was another fight at the
Is this
table.
before or after the Lisa party?
This is before the Lisa party.
Okay, go on. Yeah, go on.
I think someone starts something at some point, but then Brittany gets into it and Mary calls her the F out. She's like, "Why are you talking? You You waited till we all got a little tipsy and you tried to sneak around, but we all caught you recording yesterday, Brittany.
I love Mary.
She's
Yeah.
so fucking funny. And then Brittany goes off and cries again, of course. And then so like that's just kind of the day, and they build up to this Lisa dinner, which was so funny. It literally looked like her hair
Yeah, they
too.
did.
Whoever found those wigs did a great job. Like that was pretty well planned out
Yeah.
and pretty funny. But
Yeah, that was funny.
what a
Compared
terrible.
to the one in New York, where
Compare, yeah, with
they all
the
tried
hair
to
on
replicate the
the other
gem.
end. Yes,
Yeah.
yeah. But you know what a terrible game to play at dinner.
What an idiot Whitney is. She's always so fucking stupid.
Let's go through our
She always
phones.
plays games like that that fucking makes the whole thing just like
Explode.
explode, right? She's done that
And her
before.
husband did it
Yeah,
too
she's
this
done that
season.
before, right? So she's an idiot.
She
And she's
knows.
full of shit. She doesn't have the proof. If she had the proof, she would produce it. She doesn't have the fucking proof. She's a lot of talk. Like if you're gonna say you got it, and
Show
they're saying
it.
show it,
Receipts, man. Didn't we say that
show it,
earlier?
right?
Receipts.
So she doesn't have it. Otherwise, because now it's like, oh, a friend of a friend or whatever. Well, it's all fucking
Well,
bullshit.
I gotta say that whole evidence thing, or even the rumor in general, like, oh, I heard from someone who DM'd an account and they said it's someone who owns a tequila company. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's not proof.
And then to go and reach out to Monica.
Oh yeah, that's really low.
That's
Yeah,
dirty.
that's really low.
Like, you don't do
That's a
that.
dirtbag move.
Like, really, of all things. Oh, and you're gonna trust Monica? She's a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. I just like at the beginning, I think who was it that said when they were just like, oh my God, there's so many fights that were happening at the same time, but so many good one-liners was who was it that said you're like to Whitney, like your gut's off, you gotta take a probiotic. Like I thought that was
I
pretty
think
fucking funny.
Lisa said that
Okay,
because
that
she said, I trust my gut. My gut says this about you. And she was,
yeah.
yeah, go take a probiotic
Yeah,
then.
that was funny. I thought that was funny.
So, this whole thing with Lisa and Whitney, like, I just can't believe that Whitney is still going on about this stupid rumor that she's basically fabricating here. Like, who gives a fuck
Yeah.
if somebody leaked that you get your things from Alibaba? Guess what? Next time you should do a better job at like running your
Yeah.
business because it's pretty cut and dry. Either you did purchase these items from Alibaba, or you can say, hey guys, I'm gonna go on my Instagram live and I'm gonna show you, hey, this is where we get our
Yeah.
jewelry manufactured. Cut and dry. It's as
Yeah.
easy as that.
Yeah.
So either you don't go to Alibaba, which is like public and anyone can purchase the same thing as you, or you just come clean and you say, hey guys, you know what? There's actually nothing fishy going on here. It looks like someone on Alibaba took our photo, and you know, we'll take the precautions to, you know, get that taken down, which you can literally do. You can trademark your photo or whatever and get the Alibaba person to start using a different one. But all this actually says to me, with this rumor out and how she's reacting to it, and this evidence that we see is maybe it actually is from Alibaba, and that's why she's so mad about
I
it.
bet it is from Alibaba. I bet
Don't.
100% it's from Alibaba. And that's why she's so pissed about it too, though,
Well,
right?
that's the thing, because if you were actually like, oh, that's false, that's, you know, defamation towards my business, da 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 da, all you have to do is go on your Instagram live and be like, oh, hey, you know, there's a rumor going around.
But she
Just
keeps
wanted to
saying,
get the
show the
record
proof,
straight. She
right?
has no
So
proof.
she keeps saying, show the proof. Meanwhile, she is really bugged. From Alibaba. But
Whitney,
she doesn't have
well, that's why she's upset. She's like,
the
who leaked this? Who
proof.
leaked it? What the hell, God?
Yes, it is from
Whitney,
Alibaba. No,
actually.
Whitney doesn't have
Wait,
the
you guys, actually, if we think back, has she ever denied that it's from
No,
Alibaba?
she
She
no, she hasn't. She
said.
hasn't. So if you can't prove it, I don't have to tell you that I really do buy it there. Because people still pay more money.
I've got proof that you leaked it.
I don't know. I'm getting fucking mixed up with these guys.
Yeah, no, actually, I don't think she's ever denied it. She's more upset about it getting leaked. Yeah. But anyway, Whitney is still going on about this. Like, I think it's like, it's, I'm tired of it. It's
Yeah,
like,
it's
who
yeah. And isn't
cares?
Meredith now not telling Whitney anything else about her business adventures, like the candles and this and that, because
Doesn't want to give her any information up front.
She doesn't want to give her
and
any
also she
ideas.
steals her ideas apparently,
Of
right?
course.
Like you're gonna be the only one selling candles,
Ever.
Meredith. You know, like it's just so stupid how they think that they can just monopolize, if I'm using that correctly, the market with whatever the fuck they think that they've just because they're on a stupid fucking reality show. Like, wake up. That's fucking reality.
So the ladies end up playing, before we get into each text message that gets read, the ladies suggest to play this game where they read the meanest thing that they've said
That
on
was Heather's
text.
idea. I
What do
thought
you guys think about just this
what
idea
a
in general?
stupid
That's, you know what?
idea.
That
Unless
right
you're
away,
looking for an explosion,
I
and
know,
that's what
like,
she's looking
you're
for.
looking for an explosion and you're looking for things, no good can come of
No,
this.
not
None.
at all. Because
None at
most
all.
of them can't handle the
Well, you know what? Who
truth.
can?
Right?
Who
Exactly.
can?
That's
Who
what I
can?
mean.
Who
They
can?
can't, and no one would, because it's like you can't go back from something
Think
that
about
you
it. If I, if
like
you
it's something
said,
you can't
not that I
return,
would,
right?
but if I had like something really, really mean about you, not so nice on the phone, and I said, hey, you know
And
what?
you
I'm gonna
probably
read
could
this.
have a
No,
lot, but
I
we go back
don't.
many
But
decades.
you know what? But the point is if I did, why would I read that? And why would I think that, you know, we could sing Kumbaya afterwards? No
Afterwards,
fucking way. Or
I thought you were a
but
low-life
also,
fucking piece of shit.
but also on things that like you've gotten over, like, oh, this text is from 2 years ago when we were fighting over some misunderstanding. Like, well, who fucking cares? Like, move on from it. But
Terrible
like,
idea.
but I have to say, a
Stupidity.
lot of the
It's
women
but
reacted a lot better than what I
me
was
too. I
expecting.
just kept holding my breath going,
Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna flip out? And I have to say, of all people, Bronwyn, she did nothing. She had no reaction. By the end of the episode, she was just like blank face, like, oh my God, the cameras are on me. I don't know how to react right now. I'm gonna punch someone probably. Like, but some of them, and Heather too, she didn't really have like a big react, or like they reacted like, I don't know, just positively to them.
But
But
even before that, but when let's just back it up a bit. When Mary was upset
At Angie
at Angie
oh yeah, I
for
forgot
not
about
having her
this.
back, about exactly about
Hey, to
not
be
for
honest, this
taking the
kind of
idiots.
warms my heart.
Yeah,
Me too.
it
The
did.
two of them talking.
Angie and the way that she spoke and the way that she meant it, like I thought Mary was totally out of line here. Like I
Me
really
too.
did. I did. And I don't think Angie went to go and to see Brittany at that. Like, I'm not, I can't really
It
say
was
that
not to hurt
no,
Messy.
it wasn't to
Messy to
hurt her
her.
at all. It was just to make sure she was
But Mary
okay.
was really hurt by that.
And then, but I didn't understand at first why Mary was hurt. I'm like, what a fucking bitch. That's what this is what I was thinking. This is before the episode until they sat down at dinner. And then she explained her reason why she was so upset. And then her, you know, past abandonment issues, and then how heartfelt Angie said, you know, you're my friend, you mean so much to me, and I'm like, I'm basically nothing without you. And I, you know, like, and the way that I it was just beautiful. I
Yeah, it
thought it was a
was.
beautiful moment between the both of
Yeah,
them.
it seemed like right from the heart, right?
Yeah, I think they've
Sincere.
had a lot of like funny, like I wasn't expecting them to become friends this season. I thought it was really funny episode one when they walk out arm in arm, like matching jackets and stuff. But they obviously actually have like a genuine friendship, and not just like a friendship, there's like a deep connection there. And it's really nice to see, especially with Mary, because I don't think she opens up with a
To
lot of
anybody,
people.
yeah.
And for
Especially
her
on
to
the show,
have
yeah.
someone to talk about when she's
Yeah.
going through an issue
Yeah.
with her son like this,
Yeah.
where can she turn? She's
Yeah.
got someone to turn to.
Yeah. And
Thank God.
I think the biggest thing was, I don't want to pair, I can't say word for word, but basically what Angie said to her was, she goes, "I see you differently than everybody else does here."
Yeah.
Like, and then I thought that
Good to
was,
see, yeah.
yeah, like that was just, that really touched me. And I thought that was a beautiful moment. I really did.
Anyway, I'm gonna move on here to the transcripts of the text messages
Ooh, okay.
that get read at the table. So I'm gonna start Mary's text message about Heather. Heather, from day one, I never felt accepted by her or included as part of this group. She changed once she became successful. I think went to her head. She started getting aggressive and referring back to all the things she accomplished and threw it in our faces. And instead of being grateful for her blessings, it changed her to become competitive and super mean, all while she enjoyed the feeling of fame. She's forgotten the people who helped her get to where she is and her truly happy and proud of her, like I have been and always will be. So that was the one that Mary said to Heather, and this was a good one to start with because some of them were really mean, and Mary's is like actually kind of nice. It's like, okay, these are the flaws, but like I'm proud of, you know, this that she's done and whatever. And I think Mary, not Mary, Heather kind of took it pretty well. There was some parts she disagreed with, but you know, whatever. And then they kind of made amends. And so, like, that was one example of what Heather wanted it to be. You guys have anything to say about
Support
that
it.
particular one?
No, I thought there was, and Heather, you could see she was tearing up,
Yeah.
and it was emotional for her, and
Yeah.
she
Kind of feel like she
understood.
accepted
Yeah,
it. Yeah.
absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Well, the next one is really nasty. It's what Brittany said about Mary. Would like to invite Bronwyn over for tea instead of Mary tomorrow. Ooh,
Mary's
ouch.
like, yeah, good, good.
I agree. She did not understand the
No,
assignment. And they
no.
even asked her at the table, they're like, Brittany, did
Is that the
is that
worst
the only thing
you've
that you
ever
said? She's
said?
like, I don't say anything bad about this. Yeah, fucking right, Brittany.
Yeah, you
You
just take
stupid
people. You
idiot.
just take people,
You just
whatever.
record everyone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you don't say the mean things. You get them to say it for you. You
Yeah.
send it over to
Yeah.
Jared. All right. Bronwyn about Brittany. Brittany is emotionally manipulative. She parentifies her children, trauma bonds in relationships, and is doing it to us. It's below her intelligence level, her age and maturity level, and it makes me feel nervous, furious, and embarrassed for her.
I think she
Yeah.
summed up Brittany pretty
Pretty
good.
good.
I tell you, Bronwyn,
Yeah.
she's on the ball. She knows what she's doing. I
And she's
mean,
good for reality
yeah,
TV.
she is.
I'll give you that. Yeah. And then Angie about Bronwyn. This was nasty.
This was.
Angie is, I would not want her to come at me because Angie can go and she goes for the jugular.
Yeah.
With Brittany, it was, you've got high body count hair. That destroyed Brittany. Woo! But when she went for Bronwyn, who can definitely take a little bit more, Bronwyn seems nice. I like her business plan, marrying a guy who has one foot in the grave and one on a banana peel. But I like mine better. I'd rather be self-made. She's nice, but she doesn't listen because her ears are stitched down to her face so tight she can't hear anything. She wears a hot dog outfit to remind us she sh sucked her way to the top.
That was terrible. But
Yeah,
you know
that
what?
was.
That was like so low. But I couldn't believe she even shared that. But you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
That
bad.
was a bad, yeah, that was extreme.
But you know what? At least she admitted it. I wouldn't, if I said something like that, I wouldn't even show it, but she did. So, I mean, on one hand, good on her for being honest, but at the second, like that was bad.
That was the assignment of the game. She did it. If I had to play that game, I definitely wouldn't actually share the worst thing
No,
I've ever said.
neither would I.
I'd probably pull a Britney and be like, "Oh, I've got an Android. I never text anyone." Oh, ha, ha, ha. And again, this one, Bronwyn's reaction surprised me, because I think what she was thinking, she's smart, I'll give her that. She like had no reaction. She was trying to stay like stone faced, looking very like just straightforward. She knows the cameras are on her and stuff like that. Even later on, when everyone started fighting, she was just kind of like, I'm not gonna show any emotion here. I'm gonna be stone faced. I'm right. But I'm sure she was pretty upset by that.
Yeah, that's an upsetting one. That's a
That's
bad one.
but I'm surprised, no reaction. She's smart, I tell you. Bronwyn's very smart. The next one is Heather about Whitney. Whitney is a low-life, thirsty piece. Oh, and by the way, Heather and Whitney are cousins.
Cousins, that's right, yeah.
Whitney is a low-life, thirsty piece of shit. She sold her soul for fame and recognition. She's a snake, and I should never have trusted her. I've been so stupid and loyal carrying her stupid Wild Rose products, even though we never sold a fucking one.
Yeah, that was bad.
I'm sure it's true too. Oh, about the Wild Rose. I
Yeah,
can't
for
speak to
sure.
her character. I don't really know Whitney, but I thought that was a really funny one. And I like that she kind of went at Whitney's business, because she's been going on and on. Like, okay, maybe I'm being mean here. I do love like women in business, and like, especially because these women are, they were all housewives before. And then, except for Heather. Heather already had her business. Oh, actually, a couple of them did. But a lot of the times they get fame from the show. And what I find specifically from Whitney, she'll just make a bunch of products that I'm not really certain she's actually like passionate about or anything like that.
Just make
She's just
money.
trying to make a buck, right?
And because of her name and the show, she is able to do that, right?
And I'm not
More
quite
so
sure.
than the average Joe, right?
Like, she threw like a launch party for her Wild Rose thing, and it was just terrible. And I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, now thinking about it when we're talking through this, pretty sure her jewelry line is all just sourced from Alibaba now.
Probably.
And well, because really, wouldn't you just say like, "Hey guys, this is the manufacturing process. Like, it's cool that, someone's trying to rip me off on Alibaba. I'm going to take that as a compliment." Like, really, as a business owner, that's what you should do. But there's something about Whitney that just really irks me and
Yeah, me
rubs me the
too.
wrong
Because
way.
she's always just doing shit. She's always
Yeah.
stirring the pot. She's always, I don't know, she's got this way of, well, did you do it like that? Or whatever it is that she's trying to make her point where she's just like, you know. It's like, I don't know. She's just annoying.
And I think she plays stupid a lot. I don't know. Well, the final one is Whitney's message about Lisa.
Oh.
So I was at a party with Justin, and a woman approached us saying, if we ever wanted to bring in a third, she is our girl. In fact, Lisa and John can vouch for her, because she has made out with Lisa while jerking off John.
What a shot that is for Lisa. That just like boom, done.
You know what? Lisa did not handle that very well.
Not
You
at
have
all.
to have your guard up ready. And it's like a stupid rumor. So really, like, I mean, that's kind of like a dumb one for Whitney to bring up. And like, yeah, I'm sure people up approach her and ask her things like that, because she did something really like sexual on the show a few seasons back. What do you think it was, season two or three? They did like a paint by numbers, but instead of, there's a painting and it says 1, 2, 3, 4, they put paint on their bodies, and then they
Whitney,
have,
you're talking about Whitney.
yeah.
Yeah. And her husband got fired.
And her husband got fired. There was a
Because of that.
big thing about, and she's got a stripper pole in her basement and stuff like that. So she's putting that kind of out there. So I'm sure there's people who approach her and say all these kind of crazy things because she's putting that out on television, right?
Yeah. And they're Mormons, or he was a Mormon, so it was like a big thing that like all this shit that they're against, and here they are doing it on
Well, and
TV.
also for your
So it was
company,
like,
you know, if it's a com well, you know what? If you're in business and you put that on television, like all these sexual things, like I can understand why some of your accounts would be uncomfortable working with you.
Yeah, for
Like,
sure.
do I
Yeah,
want to give a million
for
dollar deal
sure.
to someone who's doing that on TV?
His
Like,
wife looks like a hoe and
no.
he's participating with her on like a porn on TV. No.
No doubt, someone probably said that as a joke or
Yeah.
something like
Well, no, I bet you
that.
they said it for real.
That.
Because they're so uptight about certain things, you know, like they have so many rules, and if those people who
Oh, I
in
was talking about the
no.
text message rumor. What were you saying?
I was talking about the old one that you were talking about, Whitney's husband, when he got fired for that.
Oh, for sure he got
Yeah.
fired for that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he did. Yeah,
absolutely.
yeah.
Because it was inappropriate to put out there, and if you're dealing with
Yeah, exactly.
like high potential accounts, yeah, you can't. You definitely do. If they're conservative, if they're this, they're that, why would I want my representative at this company to be putting that out there on like from like no. I'm not
We
going to
don't
be
want to
putting
be
my money
dealing with
there.
idiots. This is our work here.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. But anyway, Lisa's reaction to this was crazy. I
That's
love
great.
Lisa. She's so funny. But like literally, it's a stupid rumor. I have no doubt, you know, someone would probably approach Whitney and say something crazy like that. But whatever. That was really funny. And she just totally her reaction, I love Lisa, but her reaction was a little too much because
Yeah.
then instead of like whatever, you can be pissed off about that and be like, why would you say that right now? Like that's gonna go on TV now, and now you're insinuating that there's something going on in my marriage. But instead of doing that, she's like, what, Angie, you started. I don't know why she was like all mad at Angie over
I have
that.
no idea. That was
I don't know
weird,
either.
but
And I think you had a question about something, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, you did, about a circle jerk. What does
Oh
that
yeah,
mean?
what
What the fuck is the circle jerk? That's the first
yeah,
time.
I didn't know
And then
either.
I had to fucking rewind. I'm like, circle joke? And I was like, what the fuck? And I went back, caption on, went back a little extra further so that I could see that clear, their clear caption of what it's saying. And it's like, the circle jerks. And it's What
like, is it?
what
Enlighten
the
us,
fuck is
sugar. So wait,
that?
I want all of us to, I want you both to say what you think a circle jerk is.
Something to do with his dick. It's like going
Something got
around,
to do with,
yeah, I
yeah, in a
guess. I don't
circle. In
know.
a circle.
It's going around dick circle. I don't
It's
know. What is
not
it?
the dick in a circle.
I don't know. No, I mean, Okay,
you've been
because I was like, a circle
going
jerk.
around with
Like,
this.
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. What
Like,
is it? Tell me.
I
Tell me
have
what a
no
circle
idea.
jerk is.
What is
Okay,
it?
what's your idea? What's your guess?
I don't really have a guess. It must be something fucking It's something gross. I know gross and
that's,
weird.
yeah,
Something
it's
fucking weird.
some weird shit. I don't know. What is a circle jerk? Tell me, because I want to use it in a sentence properly. Define
Circle jerk.
circle jerk.
Never, ever fucking heard that in my life. Have you ever heard
No,
that
I
before
never
then?
did. I never
Never
did
fucking heard anything so
before today when
stupid.
I watched it. So this is from Oxford Languages Dictionary. Informal word. Situation in which a group of people engage in self-indulgent, jerking, or self-gratifying behavior,
Ew.
especially by reinforcing others' views or attitudes. For example, those award ceremonies are big circle jerks. So it's like
They sit in a circle? People sit in a circle?
d-d-d-d-d-d, like
What? What? You,
it's
is it a circle, like a room full of men just sitting in a circle?
well,
Is that what you're telling me?
I'm
Is
not
that what you're
telling you
telling
anything.
me?
Sugar's telling you. Don't
Oxford
look at
fucking
me.
Dictionary is
Don't
saying?
tell me. Don't
Is
ask
this
me.
people sitting in a fucking
That's
room, like a
what.
sharing circle, and that's what they're fucking sharing? Is that what they're
They're
fucking
helping
sharing?
themselves. They're helping themselves. I only ever use it in like, oh, like
I've never used that term in my
I've
life. never even fucking heard or thought of
Never. I
anything
never
like
heard of
that.
it. No.
Like, okay, is it, no, is
The
it like
only
they're
way I
mumbling
ever
together?
use
What?
That's
That's
technically
it.
what it, she's implying. Lisa is implying that Angie's husband goes to Circle Jerks, which is like so fucking rude. Like, I cannot believe they
Yeah.
said that. I have to kind of demote
I mean,
Lisa
even
as
if
my
he does,
favorite.
that's his thing. Like, she shouldn't have said that. Yeah.
The way I use Circle Jerk is if there's like, say there's multiple guys who are just like, oh, I'm gonna give you a promotion. Oh, well, now I'm gonna give you an award. And they just keep like patting each other's backs, like, oh, fucking
Patting each other's circle. Jerks
Oh,
at each other's. Oh my God.
look at this circle jerk fest going on. You know, they just keep jerking each other out. Oh, you're so great. Oh, you're so great. Oh, da 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 da. But what Lisa was implying was
Wow.
a dirty, dirty version of
Wow.
that.
Yeah.
So I have to demote Lisa because.
Never heard of something like that. That was awful. I knew it was an awful thing. I knew it was awful, but I didn't know it was that awful.
But you know what? The funny thing is like Whitney's thing about Lisa really wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
It's
Lisa
a
should have
rumor.
said, yeah. Oh, well,
Oh,
but he
yeah.
enjoyed
She
it. He
wishes.
enjoyed it. Or, you know what I mean? Something, laugh it off. Something stupid to just like laugh it off. Yeah, it was so much fun. You know, like bullshit. Like just go with it. It's a gag. It's bullshit. You know, it's
It's a
not true.
stupid little
But
thing.
when you go on defense
Exactly.
like that, maybe there's something more to Okay,
it.
that's all great. That's all, not that that's great. But to me, the biggest thing was when Meredith got up from the table and left too and said that. And I'm like, where the fuck is she going? Why is she
Her
leaving?
husband's probably one of those
Why
places
is he in a circle jerk?
I
Wouldn't
gotta
even
go
pass
catch
him.
my man.
I
He's
wouldn't
at a
even
circle
pass him. I
jerk.
don't know, because that one, that marriage is really a fucking scam. That's my opinion. But that's
I
just
love
like
when not so
some.
nice with my opinion. Says something like really
Yeah,
fucked up, my opinion.
I
Yeah, what a stupid, like they should not play games, these women. They're so
no.
funny.
Those are
Not
stupid games.
those
Those
are
are
gonna
games
no.
that they're just looking to.
Yeah.
It's just ammunition to see who's gonna fucking
Oh,
blow.
but I like it. But Lisa just went way like she took something stupid and then was like, Angie, like I don't know why
Yeah.
she like that was literally like bullying. That wasn't cool. Like, I don't know why she came for Angie like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucked up. And then so one of the women didn't actually get to put out a message.
Who's that?
And I was able to find it online
Oh.
from bravotv.com.
Okay.
And the final one that I'm going to read, it's from some sort of interview. It's none other than Lisa Barlow. So sorry, Lisa, you did get demoted because I think you were a little bit of a bully there with the circle jerking. She wrote about Meredith, and this was the one that she was going to give
Say.
to her, but it didn't end up happening. She said, I feel like Meredith digs up information to weaponize it. It's fucking dirty, and I don't like it. That's kind of true.
That's Sorry,
That's
can you say
it.
that over again? I was reading that.
She said, I feel like Meredith digs up information to weaponize it. It's fucking dirty and I don't like it.
I agree. I think Meredith does try and find shit.
She totally does.
Yeah, I agree with that. Her and her hubby, that's it seems to be like something their style, right? Well, her hubby, let's say hubby. My opinion, but
All right. Anything else from this episode?
nope, can't wait till the reunion. No,
All right, well, I've got a golden question.
excellent.
I just want to know what your favorite, like, favorite moment that happened this season was, because this was a good one. I can go first. My favorite moment on this season was when they're at Angie's anniversary party and Brittany's knight in shining armor shows up, Jared, and
God.
fucking Whitney's husband calls Jared to come to a party. He's not even invited by the host or hostess. Invites his own plus one, Jared, to the party, and Brittany just covers her mouth, starts crying. And then she looks over at Bronwyn, and Bronwyn's like, "What do you want? Do you want a drink? Like, what can I get for you?" She goes, "Aw." And she goes, "Don't tell me you need a hug." She goes, "Oh yeah, I do." She was like,
That
like a
was,
little
and Bronwyn
puppy.
used her like a little puppet for the 5 minutes.
Later
Gave it, oh yeah,
on. Yeah, that was fun.
that was good.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this whole one was a little bit more on a somber note. It was with Mary and her son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Well,
was a
that
good
was
one.
sweet.
I could say bitchy
Heartbreaking.
things, but that
Yeah.
was one that sticks out for me.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
What about yours?
Just remember that, what was it, last Saturday? Was it last Saturday? I kind of got a bypass on past and future golden questions,
Oh,
remember?
that's right.
Not really bypass, but
Well,
I
you know
mean, it
what?
made up for it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I did kind of say last week that that's going to make up for future ones too, because sometimes I just,
You
you
don't
know.
have a favorite moment in this season? It was so good.
Yeah,
What
there's
about
lots
the
of
first
different.
time you laid eyes on your favorite Bronwyn?
Yeah, your favorite Bronwyn, that's right. The girl who can do no wrong in your eyes.
Oh, she can do wrong, I'm sure. But, like, I mean, she's pretty.
I'm
Oh, here we go.
sure.
Shooter, right? I find her to be like a kind of a straight shooter. Like, she tells you to your face what she's thinking.
Yeah.
And she's not, you know, she's not really mean about it. Like, she's just upfront, straight up.
She was a little mean to Brittany. It was
Well, fuck,
five
Brittany's an
seconds.
idiot, but.
Brittany, we're besties. Guess what Brittany
But Brittany's an
said?
idiot anyways, but she shouldn't even be on the show.
No, actually, I changed my mind about Brittany because she was only a friend. I thought she was a housewife the whole time. And I think as a friend, like the other friend on this season was, what's her name? Maylie? Millie?
Yes, yes, yeah.
We don't know anything about her. She was on there
Yeah.
for like 2 minutes. The other friend, like from past seasons, was Angie. Now Angie's like one of the top housewives. So Brittany coming on, and I mean, she was fucking insufferable, but she worked her way. She infiltrated the friend
I'd say
group.
one of the most memorable for me that's like, again, over the top because she's so fucking dramatic is when Meredith kicked out Angie from
Oh,
her
right. Oh,
dinner
that was
party. I mean, you
good.
want to pick something that was memorable,
That
right?
was
That
good.
was good. You know?
Oh, I can't wait for this reunion.
Neither can
I
I,
miss them
actually.
already. Well, now with sugar.
This is spice. And not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.